Weissman found that the longevity of the squall line may depend on the rear-to-front slope of the RIJ. Although there may be multiple slopes to the RIJs, there are two extremes, a descending RIJ and a non-descending RIJ. A descending RIJ, illustrated on the left, occurs when the vorticity generated just underneath the ascending front-to-rear updraft is weaker than the vorticity generated of the opposite sign on the rear edge of the cold dome. The imbalance between the two circulations can be seen to help force the RIJ downward towards the ground prior to reaching the leading edge of the gust front. The RIJ then reinforces the vorticity along the leading edge, increasing the imbalance between the cold pool and environmental vorticity. The squall line is theorized to become increasingly sloped rearward and thus weakening. According to simulations by Weissman 1992, the situation occurs with weakening shear, less than 15 meters per second or 29 knots over the lowest several kilometers, or if the environmental cape is less than 1,000 joules per kilogram. For a non-descending RIJ, shown on the right, as cape and or shear increases, the vorticity underneath the rearward expanding anvil becomes much larger due to the increased buoyancy. The counter-rotating vorticity along the back edge of the cold dome does not increase as much. The situation results in the increased buoyancy-induced vorticity under the anvil matching the cold dome vorticity to invoke a more horizontally oriented RIJ. This non-descending RIJ progresses towards the leading edge of the cold pool with a horizontal vorticity structure that interferes with the spreading cold pool vorticity near the gust front. Thus, the strength of the gust front vorticity decreases, becoming more balanced with the environment, and the updraft retains an upright nature. Squall lines with a non-descending RIJ tend to live longer than their descending RIJ counterparts.